Insofar as I understood the Democratic message in the recent election, it was, we'd really like you to vote for us because we're not Republicans, although it's hard to tell. Let's just say this is an odd way indeed to inspire your political base and to win elections. In contrast, the R's said what they meant and meant what they said. They aimed to take out Saddam Hussein and occupy Iraq, increase domestic spying, make their tax cuts permanent, and gut environmental laws. Give them an A for having the courage of their convictions, but an F for the quality of their convictions. Still, those grades beat those of the Democrats in this election who showed no courage of their convictions and indeed didn't seem to have any convictions. As the results came in last Tuesday, James Carville, the Democratic consultant, had a memorable response on CNN to this visionless Democratic campaign. He covered his head with a wastebasket. The problem facing Democrats is not as simple as finding some message that might work for the moment. The real problem is that Democrats need a spine transplant. Instead of trying to be slightly less worse than the Republicans, it's time for them to return to their roots as the party of little people and to fight for the average family's right to privacy, a clean environment, good schools, affordable health care, and protection from both corporate greed at home and reckless wars abroad. Instead of opposing tax cuts for the rich but voting for them anyway, the Democrats should say they'll roll back tax giveaways to the rich and use the savings to reduce the deficit, increase small business loans, beef up college scholarships, and create living wage jobs. Is this a liberal formula? Well, Jack Kennedy said that if being liberal means you're for average income and poor Americans, what's wrong with liberal? You won't always win, of course, but at least when you do, it'll be on a matter of principle. Then, when the political wind shifts, as it always does, voters will reward you for having been, at great cost, a choice, not an echo. So, dear Democrats, straighten up and fly left. If Republicans can win on compassionate conservatism, you should be able to clean their clocks with pragmatic liberalism. Or you can become extinct by remaining milquetoast. This is Les O'Coin.